Good morning, everyone. So good to see you this morning. There was a pastor of a church in the Midwest who called a special meeting of the congregation. The area was suffering through a major drought, and the farmers in the area were suffering, and that in turn was causing the retail people and others in town to also suffer as well. So he asked the whole congregation to show up the following Saturday in a nearby field where they would gather and pray for rain. To his surprise, almost the whole congregation showed up, but the pastor looked at them and was saddened, and his heart just sank. He said, "I am concerned about your lack of faith." And the senior warden spoke up and said, "What do you mean? Almost all of us are here. We were on the phone all week. Only a few were sick. But the rest of us are here. What do you mean? We have no faith." And the pastor looked at this congregation and he said, "I don't see one umbrella." In faith, there is the assurance that God is moving in our lives in a particular situation. That is trusting Jesus and walking in faith, believing. And that is exactly what Jesus is telling his disciples and us over these past few weeks. Again, in review over the past few weeks, we have seen that Jesus has gone through a series of parables and teachings concerning going after the lost, being a witness wherever we are, walking in truth of who he is, and being good stewards of what we do with our lives in all aspects of our lives. Then he taught on the reality of life in eternity. He stresses the importance of our life here on earth compared to eternity. Then in chapter 17, Jesus gives a strong warning to those who may tempt others into sinning or those who lead others astray. That's why I was so adamant last week about those who try to preach another gospel other than what is given to us. Some are on a slippery slope in doing so. And then Jesus gives a teaching on forgiveness and how should we forgive? And he says 70 times 7, meaning there is no limit to how much we should forgive. And that's a huge, huge order for a lot of people that are dealing with unforgiveness. There was a wonderful example of that in this past week in the case of the police officer who shot and killed a man when she entered the apartment of the man thinking it was her apartment. And as she was sentenced, the brother of the victim gave a powerful witness to Christ and to forgiveness. And then he asked for permission to go and hug the accused who got 10 years in sentence. And then the judge came down and gave her a hug as well. That was a powerful moment. After the disciples had heard all this teaching that they have heard that we just went over briefly, they recognized something. After the disciples heard this teaching, they had to be thinking, how can I walk out my faith in this world? I hear you, Lord, but how do we do that? So the first words that came out of their mouths was, increase our faith. Lord, I want to do what is right. I want to follow your path. Lord, I hear what you're saying. I really do believe you, Lord. But to walk through life as you are describing it, increase my faith in order that I can do it. To understand faith, I want to revisit the definition of faith. The Bible gives us one of the clearest definitions there is. We find it in Hebrews 11:1. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen." In other words, faith is knowing that you already have what you hope for before you even have it. It's like studying for an exam and you know the topic backwards and forwards. You studied your heart out for that. You feel real good about going into this exam. And you go and take the test and you feel even better. You know that as you aced that test when you walked out of that classroom. Why? Because you grew in what you knew. You read the subject backwards and forwards. Just think how much greater that can be when we put our faith in Jesus Christ and walk out what we know we can experience. This past week in Draw Near teaching that we did, some of us are doing Wednesday night and Friday morning, we talked about stepping beyond spiritual milk and moving into spiritual meat. That is, walking into a deeper relationship as the Holy Spirit guides us and teaches us and leads us, calling us to be teachers, not necessarily the office of teaching, unless that's your calling, but to just be ready to be used by Him and to grow in our faith and be examples to others and helping others grow in their faith as well. In essence, it is stepping across the barrier of just taking it all in, and now you're giving it out. To do that, it takes faith. So when Jesus was asked to increase their faith, He says this: if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Now, there's a lot of interpretations on what Jesus is saying here. It's taught on, I've taught on this before, and here it comes again briefly. Some want to equate this verse as to how much faith you have, as if you only had a tiny bit of faith. I don't really see it that way. The verse reads like a mustard seed. In some versions, it's as a mustard seed. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus gave the parable of the mustard seed, noting that even though it is one of the tiniest seeds, it grows into one of the biggest garden plants, producing branches for the birds and shade underneath it. Science has also shown that the mustard seed can lay dormant for over 50 years and still germinate. In essence, even though it is small, it has the capacity to do great things. The mustard seed is a remarkable seed, and so is our faith. It's about knowing that within every believer is the capacity to walk out his or her life in faith, believing that God is right there with you. Jesus uses the example of a mulberry bush. Its roots are among the deepest of the trees. But seemingly unsurmountable task that Jesus is laying out here can be done with the faith within you. Whatever you think is bigger than you are, the Holy Spirit is bigger. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus was in the boat sleeping, and there was a storm that came up, and the disciples thought they were going to die. These are fishermen. They knew what it was like to be in a storm out in the middle of the lake. And they wake up Jesus and ask, don't you care that we're, you know, Jesus is sound asleep through this, right? Don't you care that we could die? And Jesus asked them, where's your faith? He wants them to understand what they can have within them. We had a great example of this on our way out to Houston a couple of weeks ago. We were going out to visit our oldest son and his family, and we had a nice, clear drive all the way out until, on the west end of Louisiana, we came face to face with Tropical Storm Imelda that had just been downgraded. You can see on the screens there, we're the blue dot on the right-hand side. The storm is on the left-hand side, and we're about ready to go through the first band there. And this is on my weather app. Yes, I was driving, but Jeremy was taking the screenshots of the weather app. I wasn't doing this while I was driving. I just want you to know that. And so again, we're the blue dot traveling west or to the left of the picture. And all the yellow and the orange and red is heavy rain that you see there. Green is lighter rain. And Debbie took a picture of what was ahead of us as we were facing that band that you just saw. And of course, we prayed. And we drove through that first band of rain in about 10 or 15 minutes. But then this happened. As we got through the first band, openings began to appear. You see the little blue dot in the opening? There's no rain there. And then as we drove a little further, another opening appeared in front of us. And as we went throughout, that was the way it went throughout the storm. As we went a little further, another one opened up. When we got to the end, we were between two large red cells. You see the blue dot between two red cells. That's heavy rain. And then on the left side, there was lightning popping out of that storm. It wasn't over us. It was over to our left. And then we got a weather warning on our phones. All of our phones went off with a weather warning. Tornado warning for your location. Seek shelter immediately. Yeah, right. It's 70 miles an hour. And we look out the right side of the vehicle and we see this. Debbie took this shot of a tornado within a mile of us over to our right. So that was what was going on to the right and to the left of us as we drove right in between those two cells. And I was driving through this thing. It was like the Lord was saying, this is an example I want you to share in your sermon about walking out our lives in faith. You see, we face all kinds of storms in life. We didn't plan on driving through a tropical storm, nor would I suggest anyone else try to do that. That thing basically came up in a hurry as we were already set out on our trip, and as it came ashore, it is formed right off the shore and came on. But this is what the Lord promises us. He says, I will be with you always. If you put your faith in Him, if we receive Him into our lives, if we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit being active in our lives, He will be there with us. Sometimes the storm can be calmed. When Jesus woke up in that boat, He calmed the storm. Some of the storms in our lives are calmed. We have seen healings being done, miraculous healings. We have seen lives being changed by Jesus Christ coming into their lives. We see addictions being overcome. We support several ministries that we see that every day. Think ministries like Loving Hands to Men and His Girls and those kinds of ministries that are taking addictions and people are getting healed. However, sometimes we do see tragedy. Senseless violence and death, illnesses that lead to death. But in every storm, if we put our faith in Christ, He will see us through it, even if it leads to stepping out of this life and stepping into eternity with Him. We see that all through Scripture. Look at the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk was crying out to God. He sees nothing but sin all around him. He is getting so tired of waiting. It seems like God isn't answering his prayers. But God does answer. His timing is always perfect. If it seems slow, wait for the Lord. Too many times we want to get ahead of God. Too many times we go off on our own thinking, well, if God isn't in this, I'm going to be in it, and I have to get something done. That's what happened to the mountain when they were waiting for Moses to come down. They got tired of waiting, so they built a golden calf and make a god of their own. God hasn't gone anywhere. It is usually us going somewhere else. He will get His people through any crisis if we have faith enough to listen and to follow Him. And then we hear these words to Habakkuk. The righteous will live by faith. Those who call on the Lord, those who put their faith in Him, will be sustained and strengthened by Him to get them through the tough times. Those times that the temptations to give up comes our way. David gives us a wonderful encouragement in Psalm 37. He said, don't fret because of evil men or envy those who do wrong. Trust the Lord and do good. Trust in Him and He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. Think about that for a moment. When you see a dawn shining, you see this wonderful glow on the horizon as the sun begins to break through the darkness. Earlier this week, Debbie's car had to go into the shop, so we had one car trying to get both of us into different places, and I had to take her to work. She's a pediatric nurse at Manatee Memorial, and she works night shift, and I had to take her to work, and I had to pick her up early the next morning. And And so I was there, and as I was sitting in the parking lot, I was noticing the sun rising out. It was a beautiful sunrise right out of the over the Manatee River. And it's like this light breaking through the darkness. There's just something special in that moment of a new day as that sun breaks through that horizon. And David is saying what the Lord is promising, a light breaking through the darkness around us. And that light is in all who receive Christ and the Holy Spirit within them. There is hope in those words. These are words that are God breathed. These words are fulfilled in Christ. He really is in charge. But listen again to what David is saying. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't fret when men succeed in their ways and when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. These are powerful words in our daily walk with the Lord. Life can be frustrating at times. We can be faced with all kinds of issues, all kinds of storms, but we face in life. Some can look at a huge tropical storm right in our faces, and it seems like that at times. There have been times when I was so frustrated with what was going on in my life that I just wanted to quit, but I had to sit back and listen. His timing is perfect, and it was. And I can now look back, and I did look back at times and say, wow, if I had gone that way, this would not have happened, and this would not have happened, and that wouldn't have happened. God needs to work out the details in the path that he will take us in our lives. When the disciples asked for their faith to increase, the response by Christ is simple. And again, it's not the amount of faith, it's putting your faith into action. Faith that no matter what we go through in life, no matter what the world may throw our way, no matter what temptations come our way, it is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that sustains us. And for any faith to grow, we need to get to know him more. Paul reminds us in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to read the word, inwardly digest it, just like taking that exam, knowing it backwards and forwards, so we are strengthened by it. We need to constantly feed our spiritual lives and allow our faith to be grounded on the foundation of Jesus Christ. I'll close with this challenge. There are all kinds of things that hinder our faith. Some may want to step out in faith, but they are hiding sin in their lives, things that would block their growing, things that would hinder their walk with the Lord. Please know this. The Lord would want you to step out from behind whatever that may be and step into his light. It may be unforgiveness that you're holding on to. It may be something you're doing but hiding. You can't hide from God. He wants to cleanse you. He wants you to live by faith in him. He wants you to grow in him. And when we do that, like the soundness and the strength of the mustard seed, we will not only be secure in our faith, but ready to be used and guided by his Spirit. Because just like that tiny mustard seed that produces so much more, likewise, we too will be a wonderful source of life as we continue to let our works be seen and our words be heard to those who need to hear it. The Lord wants to do something wonderful in your life today. He wants to do something wonderful in this parish today. He wants to do something wonderful in this community today. He wants to do something wonderful within the body of Christ as a whole today. Allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life and take you through any storm that comes your way. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your life-giving Spirit that does guide us. And as Father, as we say increase our faith, we ask, Lord God, that you will continue to let us step out in that, to step out of that and use that, Lord God, that for the things that we face in the world around us, that you would be there with us and guiding us through us, through it. May we wait on you, Lord God, in all that you have for us, and not to be in a hurry to get past you, but to be guided by you through this life and into eternal life. We thank you, Father, for all that you want to do through each and every person here. May the anointing of your Spirit be on each person here, Lord God, as they reach out to you. And I thank you for them, and I ask that you would encourage them, encourage us all in our faith. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.